The White House will go to Switzerland with a message of America first doesn't necessarily mean America alone. Plus, how they once had to rent a convention hall in Cleveland to help all the families facing foreclosure as our coverage of the financial crisis 10 years on continues. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Today, at the big winter gathering of politicians and business leaders in Davos, Switzerland, it's a big three from Europe speaking, Mr. Macron of France, Mrs. Merkel of Germany, and Mr. Gentiloni of Italy. My Marketplace colleague in London, the BBC's Anu Anand, is following this.
They'll all be talking up globalization, free trade, the need for everyone to work together on economic problems. In other words, pretty much the opposite of President Trump's rhetoric. Now, it's interesting. Emmanuel Macron particularly has emerged as one of the strongest European leaders. He's been wooing at least 140 CEOs in France, and a lot of those people have gone to Davos with him. Italy's prime minister also speaking. He's got big general elections coming up in his country. And then we've also got the leaders of Greece, Sweden, Poland, the Spanish king, lots of European economies, all trying to have their say before President Trump arrives.
So the U.S. president is going to be jetting over to that jet set crowd tomorrow, and he'll speak on Friday. The U.S. is suggesting ahead of the president's trip that the U.S. is not going to be inward looking, that America first doesn't mean having international friends.
And I think everybody wants to know what exactly that means, because, of course, you had those tariffs imposed on solar panels and washing machine components. And yet the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, who's already in Davos, has been telling delegates, look, America first means working with the rest of the world. OK, that's great. I think, you know, the delegates and the leaders of all these different countries are going to be looking to see what that actually means.
All right. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Anu Anand in London, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Let me check the live market screens here. The 100-share index in London is down 0.4%. The DAX index in Germany is down just a few points. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are going the other way. They're up in the 1 to 2/10% range. 10-year bond yield up at 2.63%. We've started a new reporting project here at Marketplace. Throughout this year, we're exploring how the great financial crisis changed us, essentially all of us. The series is called Divided Decade. On this day 10 years ago, median, that is to say typical home prices, from the National Association of Realtors, a report showed a drop in prices, the first annual drop in four decades. It was one of the first vivid sets of data confirming what many homeowners were already suffering by that time. One Cleveland, Ohio neighborhood is called Slavic Village, was hit hard by the foreclosure crisis. And listen to this, is still digging out today. WCPN's Adrian Ma paid a visit.
So I'm walking down a street in Slavic Village. This neighborhood was one of the hardest hit in Cleveland after the housing bubble burst. Median home sale prices here went from over $70,000 to under $10,000 in just a couple years. And as I'm walking around, I notice one of the neighbors working on his car in the driveway.
I live right across the street.
Patrick Sorensen is a mechanic. He points to some empty lots where houses used to stand, before they were abandoned and demolished.
There was a house here. There was a house there. This one here is going to be torn down. So that's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 homes within the last 10 years.
At one point, you wondered, will we ever recover from this?
68-year-old Mamie Bell has lived in the neighborhood about 30 years, and she says it's been tough to watch people leave.
Fortunately, we have some very resilient people here.
She says it's been slowly getting better. There's some new construction and even some businesses popping up. She says she just hopes they stick around. From Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.
Turning now to Lou Tisler, who is the executive director of Neighborhood Housing Services in Greater Cleveland from 2005 and through the next dozen years. I asked him to take us back to 2008, what he was seeing then, how his organization tried to help the crowds of people who needed help.
It was almost devastation across our county, across our city, across our state. Foreclosures were the number one issue. We had things happening in the convention center. We had things happening in large halls. We worked with many servicers across the country who would come in and set up a 2 or 3 day event. They would bring their loss mitigation people and sit down and try to make things happen right there that time. At that point, there was about 12,000 to 13,000 homes being foreclosed on per year just in the county. Now it's gone down to 4,000. And so if you look at the publications, they would say, oh, the crisis is over. But if 400 people a month is crisis over in terms of losing their house, then we should all just go home. Unless you're one of those 400 people, then you can't go home.
Some of this is subprime initially, just people having trouble for various reasons making their mortgage payments, inappropriate mortgages at different levels. But then because of the ongoing financial crisis, the general economy turns down. It's the worst financial collapse since the 1920s in America, and people start getting behind on their payments because of the economy.
That is very true. You know, it was long-term unemployment. If you came back to work, it was truly chronic underemployment. And uninsured medical costs really started to spiral at that point. And so we were seeing people that at one point we were in Erie County, and a couple in their mid-30s came and said, we don't see the ability of getting back to work. How do we save our house? And it was that kind of pessimism to the economy that really raised our flag and said, okay, we need to do a deeper education in terms of getting people into workforce development and things along those lines outside of just the foreclosure.
Lou Tisler was executive director of Cleveland's Neighborhood Housing Services before and during the great financial crisis. He's now executive director of the National NeighborWorks Association. Mr. Tisler, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
This year, 10 years on, Marketplace will be looking at the financial crisis and how it changed us. Again, the key words, divided decade. There's a video that underscores the scope of this, marketplace.org/divided decade. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.